We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Frankie. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convy. You guys know how it works. Julie, tell them how it works.
If you think it's true, you say Bonafide. If you think it's bogus, you say Bogus. Is that how it works?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I read a statement, then you guys weigh in. Yeah.
Bonafide. That's my impression. I do impressions.
That's good. Do you just want to do it? I'll just give you a bona fide or bogus.
Okay.
And you can just do it. Kevin can take a break.
Yes.
Put your feet up, relax, and just zero in on whether these things are bona fide or bogus. Here we go. Today, guys, it is National Watermelon Day.
Ooh.
Bona fide.
Watermelon sugar.
That is bona fide.
Watermelon sugar. Hi.
I had some watermelon this weekend. Still good, guys. Watermelon is still delicious.
So good.
Do you prefer salt or sugar on your watermelon?
Mm. Oh, wow.
I don't put anything on my watermelon.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Impressive.
What do you put on yours?
I don't know. I was raised in a salt family.
Salt
on watermelon.
Wow. Yeah.
Is it bite by bite? Or like, are you eating a wedge?
It's like the wedge with salt. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
You salt it. Yeah.
And then some people put sugar on
it.
Interesting.
It doesn't need anything.
Last Monday at Frazier's down on Pestalozzi, I had a watermelon salad. It was great.
Ooh, there you
go.
Yum.
There you go. I'm fascinated by this. Text in, guys, if you do salt, sugar, or nothing. 314-531-9898. Here we go. Bona fide or bogus. Technically, watermelon is both a fruit and a vegetable.
Huh. I feel like it needs to be either or. So I will say bogus.
I like the technically, so I'm going to say bona fide.
Bonafide.
Good work, Julie.
Wait, can you play it so I can see if we need to do it better?
I think you're right on. I think you're spot on.
This is the sound effect.
Bonafide.
And this is Julie Tristan.
Bonafide.
Pretty good. Makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
That's okay. It is bonafide. They're a fruit because they grow on a vine, but they're also a vegetable because they're a type of gourd related to squash and cucumbers. So I wonder if you can cross both lists off if you have one. You're like, I got my serving of fruit and vegetable. Up next, bona fide or bogus, grocery stores have been selling seedless watermelons since the 1920s.
I feel like...
I don't think that technology existed, so I'm going to say bogus.
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 Bogus. Can we play that one?
That was pretty good. Here's the sound effect. Sorry, one more time, Kev.
Bogus.
And Julie?
Bogus.
It's pretty good. It is bogus. Julie gets really into it.
Yeah.
You should voice like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
You know when they
yeah.
show behind the scenes and the person's like super animated at the microphone.
That's just how we talk anyway.
That one is bogus. The first seedless watermelon was created in Japan in 1939, but it took a long time to perfect the process. They didn't hit grocery stores until the 1990s.
Wow.
Remember that? The 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's dance to some 90s music this weekend.
Bonafide.
Bonafide or bogus, the U.S. grows more watermelons than any other country.
I bet that's bonafide.
I'll say bogus.
I'll say bogus, too.
It's bogus. Oh.
Bogus.
Georgia, Florida, Texas, and California do grow a lot of them, but the U.S. is only seventh on the list. China grows about two-thirds of the world's watermelons, followed by Turkey, Iran, Brazil, and Uzbekistan.
Hmm. Where's that?
Uzbekistan?
Yeah.
Just north of Kazakhstan.
Hmm. Is it really? Did you make that up?
Made that up.
bogus.
Up next, bona fide or bogus, watermelons are 92% water.
That sounds right. Bona fide.
Sounds like a lot, though. I'll agree, though. I'll say bona fide.
Bona fide.
It's giving me a headache to do that. You got to go back to it, Kev.
I'll go back to something.
Bona fide.
It is bona fide. It's hard. You appreciate those voice actors
I'm
now.
I'm spent.
It's bona fide. 92% water. Watermelons and strawberries as well. 92% water.
Wow.
Yeah. And finally, bona fide or bogus, the thickness of the stripes on a watermelon can tell you if it's ripe or not.
Ooh. I feel like that's bona fide.
I like that. Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bogus!
It is bogus. The stripes can only tell you what variety it is, and there are over 1,200 types in the world. According to the National Watermelon Promotion Board, who, if you guys aren't subscribing to that newsletter, you should get on it.
I do.
National Watermelon.
Every week.
Yes, the NWPB newsletter. It's fantastic. According to them, you can tell if one is ripe by tapping it. If it makes a ping sound, it is not ready. If it's a deeper pong sound, it's probably ripe. But they admit that that's not even all that reliable. Now we know a lot more about watermelons. Happy National Watermelon Day.
And that's another round of Bona Fide or Bogus on Y98.
Lance, how the road's looking on this Monday morning commute?
Well, I'm going to start with a shout-out to JJ, who tweeted at me at Y98 Lance to tell me about a mattress. Westbound 70, about a mile before 170, says JJ. We'll add it to the tally, which is sponsored by Midwest Clearance Center, furniture and mattress store, 4 St. Louis area locations. Midwest Clearance Center.
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.